Welcome to our meditation and relaxation class. I hope you enjoy it. But, as one of my teachers said, he said, "You're not here for enjoyment," to which we all groaned. "You're not here for enjoyment," he said, "it goes much further, much deeper than that, deeper than enjoyment. Enjoyment is lovely, but it can be transitory. Our relaxation and meditation goes much deeper." We're going to do a relaxation first, which is a journey to the core. And then we're going to sit up for a meditation. So choose your position. You can lie through the whole thing. You can lie down, you can lie on the bed, wherever you want to be. Be comfortable. So you can lie down. You can sit through the whole thing if you want to, if you're comfortable. You can sit on a chair. It's your class. It's your relaxation, whichever is best for you. And you don't have to please anybody else. Really best to make sure your phones are off and that you're not going to be disturbed. So get everything you need. You might need bolsters, pillows, blankets. And come into your position. Come into your position. Wriggle into it. Feel into it. Take a moment to settle and decide whether you want to change it. Just decide and get ready. Okay. The core of breathing is considered to be the gap between the in-breath and the out-breath. When respiration actually ceases, a metabolic activity is at its minimum. And likewise, the core of the mind is known to be the gap between thoughts, and when all that prevails is profound stillness. Spiritually, we may call our core the soul, or even our heart, our centre of love, our centre of personal awareness and divinity. So, are you settled into your position? And bring your hands to rest on your belly and begin to notice the movement of breath in your belly and focus on your exhalation, focus on your out-breath, and as you breathe out, pull your belly in slowly and yet firmly towards your spine. As your breath comes in, expand your belly up into your hands. And repeat this a few times, feeling the sensations in your belly and your breath. Just pushing down a little on your out-breath. Not forcing, not struggling, not striving. Just feel it and help your breath out. You're not forcing anything. Now begin to add a soft sighing sound to your exhalations. The kind of sigh you might make as you settle into the easy chair at the end of a really busy day. So you'd sit down and you go, phew. So your breath comes in, your belly rises. You can make noises. You're on your own. Nothing matters except your breath. And listen to the noise, the sound. And notice whether you can make a sound or whether you're holding it in. It's just a sigh. It's just that. Take no notice of your mind. It's often not very helpful. Just stay with your practice. And maybe even want to imagine that you've come in at the end of the day. I'm sure we've all done it. And Do three more. Do three more real grunts almost. And do you notice a lessening of tension anywhere? And do you notice an increase of awareness? Do you notice that your sense of self is dropping out of your skull and centering in your chest or your belly? Do you feel perhaps a safety or unusual confidence in the moment? Another grunt out or sigh. Notice any changes emotionally, energetically, physically. And do a last sigh out. And then shift your hands to your ribs. Breathe out. And then with a really willful contraction of your chest muscles, feel your ribs tighten. Tighten even more against your torso. And then breathe in and expand. So you're breathing into your ribs and you're expanding sideways. So your hands are on your ribs. And then add the sounding sigh. Ribs in. Just keep on with the sigh and the ribs. And what's happening now? What do you feel? Where in your body do you now feel your centre of awareness? Can you feel your centre of attention shifting to your ribs? Keep sighing. Again, what do you feel? And now with your sense of, with your hands, put them on your breastbone and repeat this breathing technique about a dozen times. So your hands are on your breastbone. You're breathing in and out with a focus on the out-breath. And after a few rounds, you add the sigh. And again, notice the effect on your awareness, on your identity, or your sense of self. Release your hands and rest them at your side. Finally, slowly begin an overall exhalation. Simultaneously, pull your belly, your ribs, and your sternum back strongly into the central core of your body. Breathing out, pull in. And just briefly, and very easily, with no strain, hold your breath out. Don't strain. Then slowly inhale and expand your belly, your ribs, your chest, and your back. Briefly, easily, and with no strain, hold the breath in. And then with a long, slow, sounding sigh, let go. So repeat this process 3 times. No hurry. Stay with it. Whole breath. Whole body. Long, slow, sounding sigh. Let go. Release all of the techniques. Let go of controlling your breath. And notice what happens now spontaneously. How your breath rises and falls and stops, all on its own. Notice how you perceive who you are. Notice how thinking is less dominant and feeling, awareness, more prominent. Relax into the steadiness and comfort this brings. Particularly when your breath stops on its own. Let that easy, steady, breathless state, expand. And enjoy the core stillness it brings. How do you feel? More joyful? More rested? Reflect deeply on this practice and recognize the awareness of an inner presence and aliveness that's here. It's just waiting for you. And it comes as you let go of control. Notice how comforted you feel. How secure and how stable you really are deep inside. Can you sense a confidence and a trust in the ease of the moment? Can you allow that to radiate from that anchoring point in your core all the way back to the surface of your mind? Experience and enjoy this journey to the core for a few more moments. And then as you're ready, bring your awareness back into the room. Feel the room around you. Change your position if you wish to. Settle, relax your face. Relax your shoulders. Not waiting for anything, just settle. Those who go into the very depths of meditation and realize the self within the heart stand firm, grow rich, gather a family around them and receive the love of all. Settling, feeling grounded. Face relaxed. And the breath is super relaxed. If the breath is, you will be. Just feel and be with your breath. Be with the quiet. And take a journey now to your heart. With great respect and love, we honour our hearts, our inner teacher. And just let your awareness drop into your heart. Just think, feel, heart. Your heart has no agenda except for your health and well-being. So we're going to take a minute or two here to really listen to your heart. Really listen. You might have a question for it. You might say anything. You might have a question. The answer might not be what you're expecting or what you're wanting. But just listen. And see what your heart has to say. It can only tell you in moments of stillness and in moments of receptivity, when the intellectual mind has gone away. Just listen to your heart. Honor your heart, your inner teacher. No effort is ever wasted, and no gain is ever lost when on this path. Even a little practice will shelter you from sorrow and protect you from the greatest fear. One of the great texts, the Bhagavad Gita, says that. Just bring yourself back into the present moment, into this room, and notice how you feel, whatever it is, with no judgment. And because you're at home, you can do what you like now. You can leap up and go and make a cake, or you can just let it settle in here by yourself. Or you can go to bed. If at any time during a meditation or a relaxation you tears fall, this is quite common and quite normal. And just let them fall. Just let them fall. It's a letting go. It's a letting go of things that possibly you don't even know that you've got to let go of. So if tears fall, it's all right. In fact, it's good. Do email me if you have any worries or problems about meditation or relaxation. Do tell me. Do tell me. And we can sort it out. No meditation is a bad meditation. None. Don't ever think you can't doing it. can't do it, you are doing it. We're doing good. We're doing good. So thank you for coming. Namaste. Bye-bye.